This is Author Talk, brought to you by Author House, the leading provider of services to help authors publish, promote, and sell their books. Author Talk is produced by TogiNet Radio, on the web at toginet.com.
The title of the book, Manipulated into Fear, There is Always a Pattern. And the author is Marvella Donay. That's her pen name, and Marvella joins us now on Author Talk. Hello, Marvella.
Hello.
Now, this is...
How are you?
This is your pen name. You've written this book based on a true story. So we're going to talk about Marvella and all that she went through, because she literally went through a life filled with fear and frustration because she was married three different times to the same person who turned out to be a psychopath, and she just couldn't let go. So why don't we start and talk about why write this book?
Well, the reason why I wrote it was Marvella, she was in complete shock while she was going through her third divorce, and she could not believe what Roth was able to do to her for the third time. And so she felt that she had a great story that she wanted to tell others that may be or have been currently going through the same abuse. Back in 2004, she was going to write a book about what had happened to her in the two marriages that she had been involved with Roth, but she didn't have the money or time to do that. So Marvella had no idea at that time that she would take Roth back into her life for a third time to manipulate her again. At that time, she really didn't know what she was dealing with. And so as she started talking after her third divorce, or actually going through it, her parents and her family and friends and associates let her know that they had confidence in her to write an inspiring book which would help other women or individuals that perhaps were going through the same thing or had been involved with something like that. And so it was very difficult for Marvella to make that decision. But she is a Christian, and she declared God's favor all throughout the day. And she'd been good to someone else in her storm, and she had blessings to help others. And she would always watch Joel Osteen, who's a motivational speaker on TV on Sundays, and he's the one that continued to state those things. And he also said that your test will be your testimony one day, if you could just go through that storm. So Marvella made the decision, okay, this is what I'm going to do. So that's why she decided to write the book, and her intent mainly is to help others.
So the book is written for, sounds like, this that person who is struggling in that same thing. That's who the book appeals to?
Yes. What Marvella's, her intent is when she would go to the dentist or the doctor or the bank, it seemed as if people had stories that they wanted to share. They, you know, actually it was when she started writing, and they would ask her, she would say, well, they'd say, well, what are you doing now? And she'd say, well, I'm writing a book. Well, what about mental and physical abuse? And so once she started talking about that subject, then the person talking to her would start telling her a story about themselves or someone else. So she knew that this was the right thing to do, and that this was going to help others to hear a story, read it, learn from it, and realize the traits and patterns to look for if they're being manipulated into fear, and possibly by a psychopath, and to not continue to make the choice over and over to stay with that person, and come to realization that they are not going to change.
What's one thing you want your readers to learn from your book?
that when they're being manipulated into fear, they need to get out of the relationship and don't go back, because the person will never change. And I have to back up and state also that while Marvella, while this book was being wrote, the other people that inspired her were Dr. Phil and Oprah, and that was simply because they help people every day, and they're in the spotlight, and Marvella seen how much they help others, and she knew that this was going to work, to reach out to others to help them.
Well, give us a couple scenes from your book, if you will.
Well, if you read the introduction, Marvella talks about the different things that Rolf did that would bring manipulation to their attention. And it has to do with profanity, gaining control of the person. Well, actually, in the beginning of the relationship, in a lot of the scenes, Rolf was a very kind, loving Christian, and there's a whole, in the about the book, it talks about in the beginning that he was dedicated to Christ, family-oriented, charming, kind, respectful, loving, complimented her all the time, apologized for his actions, and he knew how to make Marvella feel sorry for him. And then as time went on, that's when the mental and physical abuse took over and the control, and she ended up doing things that she really didn't want to do, but he was able to manipulate her into doing those things.
If you were to sum up your book, introduce it to a friend in just a couple sentences, what would you say?
This is the book I wrote called Manipulated into Fear. There is always a pattern. I wrote this for Marvella Donne. However, I can relate to her story. There is profanity, and at times her story is very disgusting and shocking. If you know of anyone being manipulated into fear, please have them read this book.
Tell us how this book is unlike others with a similar topic.
What I found that everyday executives and people, they don't write their story, simply because they're in fear of the person that is manipulating them into fear. They worry that the person will harm or even kill them. That was brought to my attention when I was actually talking to someone about writing the book for Marvella, that she would have to continue to feel fear. I stated that there was nothing worse Rolf could do to Marvella that he didn't already do to her. And in other cases, a lot of women, they are in situations where they've been manipulated for so long and so abused that really there is nothing more that they could fear. And so Marvella, she took a big step in writing about her story with the intent to help others. She does somewhat live in fear, but she must get past this feeling. Marvella's thought is, why can a man do this to her and get away with it? If it was okay for Rolf to do this to Marvella, then it is okay for Marvella to tell others about Rolf and what he had done to her and let others know that this type of relationship is not acceptable and it's not okay.
Where does your story take place?
In Missouri.
And if you were to describe your story just in three words, what would you say?
Manipulated into fear.
And what about the characters? How would you sum them up in just a few words?
Well, Rolf is he's a manipulating con artist. He's a very abusive. He has a sense of self-hatred. And Marvella, she's kind, loving, empathetic, and hardworking.
What was the most challenging part about writing your book?
Well, the challenge for me to write this book was reliving Marvella's 13 years of abuse. She was an emotional roller coaster, and she couldn't believe that she had let this man manipulate her into fear. Marvella, she still can't believe where she is today because of this man. And it really, it was not fun writing this book for her. When I was writing her book, I did educate myself to what she had let happen in 13 years. And I found that if she continues to be the person that she is towards others that have a good heart and truly are a good person, then she does not need to change herself. She only needs to make sure that she looks at the traits and patterns in a man or a person so that this is not ever going to happen to her again as far as being manipulated into fear.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us to close talking about this book, Manipulated into Fear?
Well, the rewarding part about writing Marvella's story is that hopefully soon in time she will be able to help others by telling her story.
The title of the book, Manipulated into Fear. There is always a pattern. Author is Marvella Donnet. Tell us how to get your book.
You can go online at any bookstore to purchase Manipulated into Fear. So for an example would be AuthorHouse.com, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and so on. In time, Manipulated into Fear will have a website and also a Gmail account and Facebook, Twitter, blog. So I hope to hear some feedback once you read Manipulated into Fear.
Thank you so much for being with us on Author Talk.
Thank you, Steve. It's my pleasure, and thank you for your time.